Well, USDA is reporting that last year's peanut crop did average about 3,932 pounds per acre. That would give a total amount of 2,603,515 tons. That's the tonnage that has been inspected by the Federal State Inspection Service. Now we will end up with an ending stock of 922,000 tons extra for the coming year. USDA's Ag Research Service says that the U.S. intends to plant 9% more this year, or 1.48 million acres. Most agree that the big increase will come in Georgia, about a 20% increase in peanut acreage, where farmers are shifting out of growing cotton. Peanut acreage in South Carolina, they said, would also be a record high. On U.S. demand, USDA is still predicting about a food use prediction of 3.2% increase on peanuts, but right now USDA reports a 7.5%, mainly because of a big increase in peanut butter over the first 7 months. The other market is exports for peanuts. Exports estimated to be up 4% for the year. However, exports are now running at 9.7%. The big question now is, how will the competition in the foreign market come with Argentina? Argentina is reporting an excellent crop. They will be up against the U.S. in the export markets, and they are reporting this week that they are selling their crop for $1,250 per shelled metric ton. The U.S. is at $1,350. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.